Welcome everyone, and it is, I'm doing a talk on the new moon, which is tomorrow at 11:32 p.m. So we're in the Northern Hemisphere, and it is on Wednesday if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. So, the new moon. I do a talk and a meditation each month on the new and the full moon. The new moon. New moon this month. The new moon this month is obviously the final new moon of the year, and it's here tomorrow night. So if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's actually tomorrow as well, but you're 6:32. And it'll give us all new hope for the new year. There's not actually that many astrological signs that are affected by this new moon, but some, which we'll come to, will have to endure some challenges. The new moons, those that have been following, will know that they will bring the changes, the new beginnings. So it's your last time to really plan for the month ahead. Which, if we're now in kind of the middle of December or coming up that way, that also tells us that with the new moon, there's going to be a full moon towards the end of the year, which isn't going to be the best time to bring in New Year's resolutions. They'd be better being brought in for the new moon in January, which would be around about the 12th of Jan. But this particular new moon, its lunation rises in Sagittarius, which gives us an extra dose of optimism and manifestation power, especially as we look ahead to 2024. Like I said, that is true for even more so for a select few zodiac signs who will experience December's new moon as a lesson in staying resilient and seeking deeper truths, whether that's within their relationships or planning a year of exploring new places. But we will cover those star signs as we move on. Sagittarius has a beautiful way of envisioning the big picture, not necessarily for the star sign itself, but for the new moon in Sagittarius. This new moon can open up pathways you've been looking for that leads you closer to your dreams. So the three main star signs that this new moon will affect will be Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces, which we'll go forward with what that means towards the end of this talk with regard to those three star signs. But this new moon represents the end of one cycle and the beginning of another, as do all the new moons. It's a new 28-day cycle beginning. It gives a refreshing burst of energy and initiative. But it also brings emotional balance, not irrationally emotional and not too cold and calculating. So it's an excellent for making a fresh start, turning over a new leaf, or starting a new project. You can also question old habits, behaviours and beliefs while searching for new and innovative ways to progress. So it's a great time for starting something new, exciting, positive changes, exciting opportunities. They really are possible with the new moons. So you may be coming under pressure to make some changes, but make sure they're changes that you're wanting. So it's a time for your imaginative ability, your insights, your higher awareness to make things happen. But imagining a better future and anticipating changes, they can bring insecurity, uncertainty and fear. You may experience instability, irritability and a crisis of indecision. Restricting yourself to a single goal will make decision making easier. So your enhanced creativity, your originality, your ingenuity, flexibility and open-mindedness are ideal for experimenting, adapting, altering and adjusting. Trying something slightly different could get better results than attempting radical changes. Spirit talking to me now. So you could find coming up at some sort of global level protests or rebellions against the curtailment of freedom. So there could be some sort of mild revolution or riots, anarchy and explosive energies worldwide. They're extremely possible. They're not telling me that's guaranteed, but they're saying it's extremely possible this month. Like I said, that's coming from spirit just at the moment that are dropping that to me. See, this Uranus ruled energies of the new moon mean solutions are likely to involve humanitarian, democratic and progressive ideas. The reason being, the signs actually don't match up, with the constellations don't match up. You see, the new moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, but it's in the constellation of Scorpio. So the constellations have moved nearly 30 degrees out of alignment with the signs. If you're wondering why, the zodiac signs were basically invented only as a measuring device. And the ecliptic line, they are the actual matches. So the degrees in the horoscope, that's why they come out of alignment. And this particular new moon comes into alignment with the brighter members of the Scorpion constellations. So the new moon is going to sit between the two brightest stars in the constellation. If you're interested, it's, I've got to try and pronounce them now, Opiuchi and Russell Haig, which are Alpha, and Sabik, which is Eta. So based on their spectral types, Russell Haig has a Venus-Mars nature, and Sabik has a pure Venus nature. His closest star to the new moon is New Serpentis. He also has a pure Venus nature, which means fixed star Sabik should have a stronger influence than Russell Haig. So the fixed star Sabik causes wastefulness, lost energy, prevented morals and success in negative endeavours. Rigor adds sincerity, honour, success and moral courage. So with the sun, sincere, honourable, scientific, religious and philosophical interests come into play, moral courage. So that kind of brings the balance back. And Ophicus, the serpent bearer, is said to give passion and good heartedness. And serpents, that gives wisdom, craft, and the ability to see deceit, as well as for some to use deceit. So just be aware and use your instincts and see beneath the words that people speak this next couple of weeks. So the new moon in general. The new moon, as a lot of you will be aware, that's the time for changes, which people often misinterpret for the full moon, because the power for transformation. But it's all down to how you want to use the energy. We all have the ability to use the energies for our own manifestation. So we can bring our desires into place, as long as we know where we're trying to head. So you should have, from the full moon to now, had a chance to acknowledge where you've done well, realign your plans, and it's still time to realign your plans for moving forward. So you do have 3 days either side of the new moon, which is tomorrow. So we've got another 4 days that you can really focus on what you're going to try and achieve in the next 2 weeks. So leading up to the full moon, which is the point of the full manifestation, which is then when we can realign, review what we've actually managed to achieve. So it's time to put into action everything that we want. So everything comes in cycles. Which is 2 weeks and 2 weeks, which is the 28 days of the moon. So it's the last time for the pause, for the reflection on how far we've come and what we're wanting to achieve in the next cycle. And getting ready for the waxing moon, which is where we can get into motion leading up to the full moon. There are certain things that you shouldn't do during a new moon. And there's seven things you should do and certain things you shouldn't do during the new moon. I'm not doing well here, am I? So there's seven things that you should do during a new moon, and there's a few things you shouldn't do. Did I just say full moon again? I'll restart again. Seven things you should do during a new moon, and there's three things that you shouldn't do during a new moon. So the things that you should do. Setting worthwhile intentions so you can manifest. Bringing light towards yourself, which you can aid that, just by lighting a candle, for instance, and that signifies to the universe that you're ready to bring light around yourself. And beginning something new. Chance to do something for the first time. So for those looking for a relationship, great time for going on a first date. So also for the next few days, making a list of what you're trying to achieve, your intentions. And to create space for yourself, for you to be able to think, quiet in the mind, and focus on the manifestation. Moon rituals are good, even just taking part in this, those of you that have been doing it monthly, it can be, that's part of your own ritual you're setting to the universe, an intention that you're working with the moon, you're harnessing its energy. And of course, the moon is extremely powerful. If we look just at the oceans, it rules the oceans. And as we're vastly made up of water, it rules us. Without even realizing it, most people are aligned to the moon. But whether they're using it to the full power, that's been lost over time. But the things you shouldn't do, don't quit, don't give up on something. Definitely don't say no to invitations and don't avoid meeting new people. And make sure you're aware of your energy. Don't spend time with energy suckers, those ones that will drain your energy. They really are the things that you shouldn't do during the new moon. So how can we use the new moon to our advantage? The new moon, it represents the start of a new lunar cycle, like I've already said, and that approximately is every 28, 29 days. So when there's a new moon, the Earth, Moon and the Sun are positioned in line. We can't see the new moon in the sky during that time because the moon sits between the Earth and the Sun, with the Sun shining on the side of the moon that we can't see. So why is this important? The moon's powerful. Like I said, it's responsible for moving oceans, the ocean tides, and for the growth of plants. And we as humans are also affected by the powerful energy. The meaning of the new moon is the opportunity to start anew, refresh your dreams and desires. Because it symbolises new beginnings. So we can use this powerful energy, and we can tap into this energy to support our dreams and desires. We can harness the energy of the new moon to fulfil our visions, make our desires come true, creating a new moon rituals or cycles. We just have to be clear on our intentions, which is why it's perfect to journal. But we're going to look next, what's the new moon going to bring as a whole for the world? For all of us. So, let me read into that with the spirit's help. So this new moon, what does spirit give me that it's going to bring for us all as a whole? First of all, I know it's going towards the end of the year, but it's a reminder, conclusions are within reach. Whatever we put our minds and hearts to, we can accomplish in these next 2 weeks leading up to the full moon. But we mustn't let our past hold us back. We mustn't focus on things we might think that we've not done well on or failed on. We've got to focus on the positive, what we're actually trying to achieve. Don't let the past, the thoughts of the past, what we haven't done as well as we'd have liked, hold us back. We need to know that luck is on our side. It always has been. We create our own by the way we focus, the way we use our energy. So it's the last chance now just to take a breather, take a time out before we start to manifest once more. So moving ahead. We've got to believe. The world's got to believe. We've got to believe everything is possible. So that's kind of saying, believe in the impossible. So you might feel, no, that's not going to happen. I guarantee if you're thinking like that, it won't happen. So we've got to believe that what may seem impossible is actually possible. But there is a fiery time. Could be a bit of tension with regard to trying to achieve those dreams, so it can be a good idea to keep things to ourselves until we're in the process of that manifestation. We must have faith in our dreams. It won't happen by itself. We have all got to take the first move. We've got to make the first move. And we've got to hold on to our visions in order to manifest. But ultimately, this month, you will find the next couple of weeks, it'll be an end of tough cycles. We should all be able to see positivity and reach a spiritual and practical balance, which is brilliant coming towards the next year, which says coming towards the end of this year, next year should be a bright start for everyone. Pausing is at the right time, which is what we typically do over the Christmas period. So by the time we're back into full flow in the first sort of third of January, that's in alignment with the moon. So it's a brand new start to the year in a very positive and balanced way. So that can already show us for the beginning of the year and coming up to the end of this year that our hard work, it can pay off. And we can use this last cycle of the moon to show us that, to give us confidence for next year, which brings us then a very positive and uplifted start to 2024. So that's what I pick up for the new moon this month. Always with Marie's help, name a couple of crystals for the full moon and the new moon, because no list would be full, so to speak. There's a very, very, very many crystals that you could use for both the full moon and the new moon. So recommended crystals this month, which as I restarted my computer, they're now not in front of me, so give me one moment. So the crystals for this month, we've got citrine and we have green aventurine. So citrine and green aventurine. Let's tell you a little bit more about these. So citrine is pale yellow, sometimes pale orange, form of quartz. It is more rare, expensive, which is why there's long been a man altered version of citrine, which is openly sold. So be aware of that. Amethyst is one of those that's frequently heat treated in order to create what is then sold commonly as citrine or heat treated citrine. It's often a lot bolder or darker in shades of yellow or orange. Brown, it's also a lot more fragile. Friable, which means it can crumble or break more easily. Citrine is often referred to as the merchant stone because it brings good luck and abundance. Its uses go back to ancient times to attract good luck, success and prosperity in its natural form, not in its heat-treated form. It helps bring a more positive outlook on life, which in turn aids the attraction and manifestation of abundance. And the new moon cycle is about manifestation and bringing around abundance. So citrine energizes our aura and the solar plexus chakra in particular, which gives a great boost of motivation, positivity, optimism and joy. So there's a crystal basically that enhances what the new moon is bringing and what we're trying to achieve ourselves with our intention. So citrine can help gain a clear mind and find solutions and ways forward on your path or with personal projects and goals. It encourages a very creative energy, which is very uplifting. What better crystal to help carry you confidently through any illusionary blockages ahead of you and into the new year? Then we've got green aventurine. Green aventurine is a form of quartz with inclusions of fuchsite, that I pronounce it, yep, and often mica, which gives a sparkly green appearance as it catches the light. Green aventurine has a very beneficial, refreshing, rejuvenating energy, clears away any dense energies such as self-doubt or feelings of hopelessness, which you can see already marries up in unison with the citrine. It clears away any dense energies. It also, as well as that, has the energy of comfort and harmony, helping to balance emotions. This creates a more stable mindset in order to build your dreams upon. Not only to build dreams, but to actually bring these to fruition. So green adventuring, it boosts our creative energy, optimism, motivation. It can bring a new lease of life and lead you towards new cycles of growth and expansion. In alignment with the new moon. By uplifting your energy and ushering in positivity, it can attract new opportunities. Green adventuring is well known as a stone of prosperity and good luck. God, Stormy, I can't have you there. So really, this isn't magic. If you change your own energy and thought pattern, you can manifest your desires. And the green adventuring can help you with this. What green adventuring does best, it empowers you to bring the changes and movement needed in your own life. So green adventuring overall gives a fresh outlook on life. Think of it like an apple blossom, which symbolizes new beginnings, a fertile time unfolding. It reminds us that it's time to stop procrastinating and following our dreams. As soon as you decide you're going to focus on something positively, you can create and grow more than you would have imagined. So you could try wearing or carrying green adventuring with you, because that will help you remove some of the blockages and really use the full of the new moon to your advantage. So for those of you who wanted to journal for the new moon and leading up to the full moon ahead, you want a bit of paper in front of you. On one side, you're going to write letters to the universe outlining what you intend to leave behind in the past, which could be behaviours, attitudes, situations, relationships, or anything that weighs you down, makes you feel bad within yourself. And on that side, you'll start with, I now release, then add your list. When you're finished, you'd sign it off with the words, and it is so, because you've decided, and then sign your name and date it. So it starts, I now release, then your list. And it is so, sign and date. So we'll give you time to do before we go into the meditation. But on the other side, if you want to just go to the other side for a moment, on the other side, you sit in reflection. Write down what you want to have. Create your to-do list effectively. Especially with those things that you felt previously blocked from. So you don't feel bad about yourself for not achieving. You see it as a time for re-putting energy into those things that you may not have fully managed to manifest. Words that you could use on this side of the list would be like I claim, or I invoke, manifest, intend, believe, draw to me, welcome into my life, create, become, I do, I transform, I embrace, I love, I adore, I make, I construct, transform. You begin with the words, as I step into my highest potential, I intend or I believe, etc. List the things that you want to create or do, and be as broad or specific as feels right for you. And you conclude with, I claim this and more for my highest good. And it is so. And then you'd sign and date. So that's signing it off with, I claim this and more, for my highest good, and it is so. So I'll give you a moment to write your list. I obviously will be, I'm recording this, so I will release it as I talk with meditation as well afterwards. So don't worry if you missed it and you wanted to go back. You have got, well, it'll actually benefit you if you did do it for the next 3 days. It's reaffirming your intentions. And you will find on YouTube, and more so Rumble than I'm moving towards, that there are meditations on there where there's different meditations for each of the moon cycles, for the full moon and new moon, waxing and waning. We will do a new meditation today, because each one's different, or I try to bring make them different each month. So we're building up a collection of them, so you can use whichever ones you like best. So a guided meditation for the new moon. First of all, if you want to get comfy, close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths in and out, and try to match up the length of your in breaths to the length of your out breaths, with a pause between the breathing in and the breathing out, and the breathing out and the breathing in. Start to become comfortable as you breathe deeply, settling the body. Start to become aware of your entire body, starting with your feet. Feel your feet. Maybe tense them, relax them. Feel this relaxation starting to rise up the body. To your calves, tensing and releasing. Your thighs, your hips, pelvis, abdomen, your lower back, your chest, your back itself, after getting a deep breath in, filling your lungs completely, allow them to relax. That relaxation, rising up to your shoulders, down your arms, your lower arms and your hands, tensing, releasing, to your neck, your face, especially your jaw, tensing and releasing, your forehead, and allow yourself to feel the energy of the moon. Even though it's not bright and it is the dark moon, it still gives off an energy. Feel that dark light engulfing your body. Giving a glow and a tingling over you. Just be in the moment. Allow your thoughts to float through and away from your mind. Just acknowledge them and let them go. You've already let your muscles become soft. Just allow the body to rest heavily. And continue to inhale and exhale while allowing the relaxation to continue, to deepen. Go deeper and deeper into relaxation. So see and visualize now this new moon, the dark moon. Have a sense of the image of the new moon in your third eye, in your brow center. I said, although it's dark moon, the new moon, place your trust in the energetic glow. This dark moon still places powerful energy towards the earth, towards you. Feel this powerful energy that's emanated from the new moon. Take another mental scan of your body. Notice any areas of tension or tightness. and tense that area a little more. And then as you breathe out, allow the breath to release this tension or discomfort. Imagine a dark light, power of the new moon, with silver glitter beaming and shining down on you, shining on the top of your head. From this dark new moon, allow your entire body, your entire being, soak up the energy. This pure and serene energy of this loving moon. Using this new moon to let go and release anything that's not needed anymore. Beginning to focus on that that you wish to achieve through the cycle leading up to the full moon. That you wish to enhance on the waxing moon cycle. Focusing now on the intention of manifesting all your desires. That which you're planning on putting into action during the next 2 weeks. Picture this dark moon, see the moon growing bigger from its left hand side as it waxes towards a full moon. Declaring to the universe that you're going to work alongside it to manifest your desires, bring around the changes that you want. Feel light and relaxed as you get recharged to work with the growing moon as you grow. Bring forward like a budding flower, your intentions into glorious colour. Feel yourself charging so that you can accomplish your desires. Visualize the light of the moon growing as it goes through its waxing phase, allowing more and more yellow light sparkle down onto you to fire up your solar plex for manifestation. As you breathe, visualize this golden energy from the moon getting more powerful and flowing throughout your body. Begin to breathe, what's known as the breath of fire. Sharp and fast inhale, followed by a quick and forceful exhale. your belly, move up and down from this breath. Take about 30 breaths. A fast inhale, a forceful exhale, charging your body. And start to release all control over your breath. Allow your breath to return to its normal state. Repeat in your mind. Growing moon. Waxing moon. I ask that you give me signs over the coming days to indicate that I'm taking the right action to manifest my desires. Continue just to focus on your normal breathing, your normal breath. Be open and receptive for information that may come to you during the next couple of weeks. See if you get any messages now. Trust any sensations you experience as truth. While continuing to focus on your breath. You can stay in this receptive space for as long as you'd like. Before thanking the new moon and the coming waxing moon for its energy. Release all control over your breath. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, connect once more with your body, and jot down any information you receive. Or just acknowledge any information that you've received. So I've mentioned at the start, there were three zodiac signs that will be affected with this new moon. It was Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So those three zodiac signs. Gemini, which is May the 21st to June the 20th. Geminis must be aware of a comparison complex. This new moon is an opening up of opportunities. You may notice that others around you are using it, which could cause you to feel left out of all the blessings. So Geminis must avoid self-loathing. Instead, find ways of being happy, acknowledging that this energy is working for themselves as well as the people around them. That can be easier said than done for Geminis. But it is a good moment with this new moon to look back on your accomplishments from the past year. Allow yourself to celebrate those wins, not looking where you may feel like you failed. And Sagittarius, which is November 22nd, December 21st. Your season is reason alone to have all eyes on you right now. Sagittarius, though it might not be the attention you want, the lunation could be dredging up insecurities on past hurts. You may feel the need to prove yourself to others. So Sagittarians, you should feel confident about showcasing who you are. You don't need to perform or force a level of charisma that isn't authentic. But above anything else, you need to stay true to yourself. Really reinforce yourself in your knowing as being a megastar. Pisces, February the 19th, March 20th. This new moon is demanding too much of your attention. You could well feel pressured to stray from your regular routines and values, which can lead you into a tizzy. Getting lost in your own thoughts is a major trait, but you can kickstart some unwanted new beginnings and open up pathways that are deceptive rather than beneficial. So just be aware of that. It's okay to not have a million things going on, and okay just to pause. So try and opt for momentary bliss instead. For the rest of these star signs, Aries, feelings of adventure and wanderlust are given whenever the moon is in Sagittarius, and this lunation is no exception. Aries can expect to feel their quest for new horizons ignited on the new moon, which is tomorrow, December 12th. Try not to embark though on any major trips unless you want to deal with some serious headaches. Taurus, this new moon will inspire Taurians to gather new insights into old karmic patterns. If that sounds like a challenge, consider seeking out great minds who can help you recognize these habits. His knowledge may unlock just what you need to move ahead freely. Cancer. This new moon could teach you anything. It could teach you that routines can be fun. An uninhibited spirit could well fill your mundane chores with excitement and enthusiasm, so you can make space for fun in your life. See, Leo, don't be afraid to follow your creative passions. This lunation is likely to prompt you to explore fresh perspectives on your biggest dreams. So never a better time to finish that screenplay or start the knitting project. Virgos, this new moon will have you entering your home improvement era. Because you're a perfectionist, you can expect to take your domesticity to the next level, turn your home into a wizard's castle. Libra. As a balanced, obsessed Libra, you probably like to keep things pretty even-keeled, but that's all about to change. This lunation will encourage you to communicate with enthusiasm. It's bound to take the excitement away with messages of failures and unclear communication. So make sure to soak up the positivity while you can. Scorpios. Prepare to analyse your values underneath the microscope. This new moon will have you re-evaluating your priorities. So reflect on your past decisions and set realistic goals for the future. Capricorn. As this new moon illuminates the sky, you're likely to feel encouraged to undergo a positive metamorphosis. Change can take place in your career, relationships, or home. But if you're not sure which aspects of your life can use as an upgrade, then it's time to reflect. Reflect on the past transformations and consider how you can continue evolving. Aquarius. This time of year is always busy for you, but the new moon will encourage you to embrace the chaos of the season and revel in your blooming social life. Don't be afraid to RSVP yes to every event you get invited to. Take part in beginning the star of your closed circle. Hopefully that helps all of you.